Today we want to really walk you through what is really happening in your relationship with your helpers and what they are actually doing for you on your behalf and to your benefit. Now, remember, your helpers are your friends, non-physical, who have been with you for a very, very long time, and they know you almost as well as you know yourself. Not quite, and not thoroughly, but they know you better than anyone that you know in physical terms. Your friends, your non-physical friends, are helping you in one very specific way. They are holding the vision of the life that you are wanting to lead. Now, one of the ways in which they are a little bit clearer about this than you are is the fact that you have taught yourself to think in very linear terms, quite an astounding feat, actually, if you think about it, because of all of the ways in which you have to turn off your awareness to who you really are. But having done so, having accomplished this to a very, very wonderful extent, you now have some juicy, juicy contrast in your life that your non-physical friends are aware of its presence and how it affects you. But like us, they don't know anything, not from your perspective, about chocolate or the color orange or what it feels like to hold someone else or to be held by someone. The pure physicality of your experience is unique to you. No one else shares in it. You are the only one who knows anything about it. And that's exactly right. You came here for the delight of this physical experience. You came here in order to have what you actually want, which is well within your grasp at all times. You came here for the delight, the joy, and the freedom that can be found in a place that seems very, very constraining. It's the contrast that brings these things into sharp focus. Not the sameness of the expansiveness of some place that is thoroughly bland and completely uninteresting. Your physical reality is yours because you have created it to be thus and such as it is, and it is a glorious, glorious place indeed. But it is unique to you, and you are the only one who really knows much about it at all. However, your non-physical friends, their one role, their one job, is to focus on you having what you're wanting. On you having the life that you are wanting to have. On you having the most amazing, powerful, and delicious experience in physical terms that is possible for you to have. For you to be the fullest you that you came here to become. And ever so much more than words can really possibly describe. Their job is to hold this vision for you. And they do a magically powerful and delicious job of doing so. Now, it is significant if you're thinking, well, that's interesting, but how exactly does that help me? Well, one of the things that you might want to consider is those times in your own experience with your physical friends when you have become aware of the fact that someone really truly did love you unconditionally or as unconditionally as they could, that they really did want the very best for you, and in doing so gave you a tremendous amount of space to just be yourself. To be yourself and to do the silly, crazy, wonderful, delightful, occasionally stupid things that you have done. and that they weren't really interested in correcting you or fixing you or making you better. They really just sort of adored you for the you that you are and the you that you were becoming at the time. Well, imagine that amplified 10,000 to 10,000 times. Imagine that amplified with such clarity and purity that truly it's intangible. It's so clear, it's so pure, it's so absolutely focused that you're aware of its presence, but to try to capture it is like trying to capture sunshine in a bottle. It literally can't be done. Because it's so omnipresent. You can put a bottle out in the sun, and you can put a lid on it, and you could say, there's sunshine in there, and you would be right. But if you take the bottle inside and put it into a dark closet, it's not going to shine because it's unconditional, this light. It's not a physical thing. It doesn't shine in the dark. But it does say that the dark is a holy, friendly place. Just like standing under the sun is a holy, friendly place. So your non-physical friends are bringing you such a powerful focus that it may be very difficult to even detect it because there's so little contrast to it. But remember, their one job is to help you have what you want. And so when it comes to the topic of creating money, they are helping you profoundly with this. But we do want to remind you that you have trained yourself to ignore your intuition and any internal guidance, anything that is arising from within you, any help that your helpers could offer in favor of getting it right, doing it right, and making it happen. So we go back to what we said just a moment ago. Their one job is to help you have the life that you're wanting. In other words, their job is they hold the vision, which is an energetic thing. It's a vibrational thing. They hold the vision for you having the life that you're wanting, not the life they think you should have, but the life that you're wanting. And oftentimes we know that our physical friends will interact with their helpers, their guides, angels, whatever name they use, and cast their guides, their helpers, in sort of a parental role of saying, no, don't do that. Yes, do this. Being warned away and being guided towards and being chastised in ever so helpful ways. And we would say, well, you can project all of those things onto your helpers, and they certainly will take on that shape if you ask them to. Like the bottle of sunshine going into the dark closet. It just is still itself. It's just not going to shine in the dark because it takes on the attributes of the dark. Now, when we say dark, we don't mean as in something unwanted. We just mean a place where there's no obvious physical sunshine going on. And what we mean here when we use that metaphorically is that your helpers will take on the shape that you assign them. If you say, my helpers are guides from a past life, or my helpers are angels, they will show up accordingly. You are, after all, the one who is creating your reality, and they're right there with you. We use a more generic term, as you well know, in order to help you have the biggest, most fullest experience that you can have of what we are saying without getting constrained into some sort of hierarchy or some sort of overly complicated story about who these beings of light are. They're your friends. They're non-physical in nature, and they're helping you. And they help you according to what you ask them to do. So if you ask them to show up in a certain way, they certainly will. But there's a limit to what they will do, which may sound very interesting indeed for us to use that term, limit. But it's not a limit that they impose, it's a limit that you impose. When you ask them to show up in a way that moves you away from who you really are, that disempowers you, they won't participate. Now, here's the interesting thing. They're not participating. They literally can't hear you because you're not a vibrational match to what they're doing. So when you ask them to parent you, when you ask them to correct you, when you ask them to help you fix problems, and here's where the rub comes, they can't hear what you're saying. They're not aware of what you're asking. Because they are not here to help you fix your problems. They're here to help you have what you want. And this is a very interesting vibrational conundrum because their one job is to help you have the life that you want. You have convinced yourself that the life that you want will happen later. And that's when it will occur, and that's when it will be good. Because first you have some problems to fix. And that's what's real. That's what's now. But that's, of course, not true at all. Vibrationally, metaphysically, nothing could be further from the truth. It's not possible for you to be in a place that's not absolutely perfect for you. It's not possible for you to be in a place that isn't utterly helpful. Your perception of things otherwise blinds you not only to the goodness that is happening right now, which is a temporary blindness, it does pass, but it also blinds you to what your helpers are doing. So, for instance, if you are saying to them, bring me money because it will solve a problem, it's going to be very difficult to get through. It's going to be very difficult for you to connect with them, and it's going to be very difficult for them to quote-unquote help you because they will not help you fix a problem. And we know that sounds like a terrible paradox that puts you in a catch-22. I have this problem with money. They won't help me solve the problem. I don't know what to do. I'm stuck. Well, there is a way out. There's actually a way through. And the way through is this. Recognize that there's no problem here. Turn what you think you need. Take that story and reframe it into what it is that you want. Move it away from the thing that I have to deal with and move it into the venue of this is the thing that is helping me make new decisions about what it is that I'm wanting more of. So if it seems like you have a money problem that needs to be solved, what you could do instead is say, look, there's someone who wants me to pay them, and I want to pay them, and I want that to be completed because I love it when I pay people for what I have used or borrowed, for the services or products that I have consumed. And I love doing that. That's just wonderful. And there's so much money in my life that there's plenty to go around. Having reestablished what's really going on, then turn to your helpers and say, let's keep the focus on my abundance. Let's keep the focus on my wealth and my riches and how much money I have. Show me how this is true. Bring me more thoughts of how very wealthy I am. Now, we know if you have not really deeply thought about the paradoxical nature of problem solving from a metaphysical perspective, a lot of this is going to seem very screwy. But you see, the deal is that you have no problems. You've just constructed a thought form called a problem. But the problem offers resistance to the solution. That's, if you'll pardon the pun, the problem with problems. Is that they actually push against the solution because in order for them to exist as a thought construct, they have to be in opposition to the solution. You can't have a solution without a problem, and you can't have a problem without a solution. But what you can have is just more of what you're wanting. And you can get off the seesaw of problems and solutions. And your helpers will help you with that. Not helping you get off the seesaw, not helping you recognize the nature of the resistance, but they will certainly help you to feel better. And if you have done nothing else with your helpers, it might be a good idea to ask them today to help you feel better, to help you feel more aligned with the natural wealth and abundance that is yours to have, to help you with examples of your existing wealth and how much money there is in your life already. Get creative, get playful, and have a wonderful time with this, because it's going to be a whole heck of a lot of fun. Something really, really, really joyful is possible here today. And your helpers are right there with you, amplifying the joy, expanding upon it, and seeing you blissfully happy and deliciously delighted with all of the manifestations of your reality. They offer no opposition to what you offer, but they also can't help you break down the opposition. That's your job. Your job is to let go. And we'll talk more about that as we continue this series. But for here, for now, for today, know that your helpers are helping you, and they have been doing so since the beginning of the beginning. They are your long-time friends and companions, and they want nothing but just simply the best of what you actually want. They have no agenda other than your own well-being, not in contradiction to anything that you assert, but in perfect alignment with it. So, we invite you to ponder these things today, and to think about getting off the seesaw of problems and solutions, and realizing the natural state of your abundance, which exists already, and ask your helpers to help you see how this is true.